Hello, friends. Welcome to what might be the final episode of the Dream Sequences podcast. Man, has it been a journey. I appreciate every one of you who has been here since the beginning or came mid-sequence or just joined yesterday or watched all the episodes multiple times. It doesn't matter. Any of you that are listening to this, I appreciate you and I thank you. You know, I've been taking some inventory recently and some things are on my mind, and apologies for the delay. I had been traveling internationally for a time and, you know, things have been moving quite quickly for me. So it's nice to just take a second and just look around, like I said, take inventory and really assess, you know, what my current circumstances or situation is. But what I want to say is, recently I went to Thailand, and it's surprising because I've been all over the place, and I've never set foot or even been to an island off the coast of continental Asia, excuse me. So this was the first time that I visited Asia, which is bizarre. But the experience was just amazing. And the reason I want to share it with you, one, because it's an experience, and while I didn't have crazy dreams or meditations, I feel like the whole trip was, in a way, a meditation, if nothing else, an experience that I would love to share. So the first piece is just, you know, the general progression of the trip was getting there, arriving in Bangkok, loving the pace. I live in a big city already, so I can relate to a big city, but it just felt like the pace was different than where I live. And so that was one of the first, you know, experiences for me, was just how there could be so many people and yet the pace was slower than my city with less people. The people were nice, inviting, and this is not unfamiliar to me because I had friends from Thailand that I would hang out with a lot in college, and you know, other friends that more recently that I've made that are from Thailand. But it always surprises me when you don't have an expectation, but what the expectation might have been, what you might expect, is exactly what you might have expected. So I wasn't surprised, but the culture, and like I said, being inviting and just being nice and open and just joyful, I loved it. The reason I mention it, it's not some lecture on cultural identity or even international cooperation. It's not about that. It's really about the things that I could do better. So, you know, one of the things I remarked earlier on in the trip was how folks, no matter, you know, the struggle or whatever's happening the day to day, these folks just kept it going, kept it moving, and mainly positively. I then moved to another city and explored even more of the culture, spirituality, connected to some animals actually, which was kind of cool. I'll talk more about that in a second. And met just a nice, everywhere I went actually, I met great people and you know, formed or started to cultivate what could be lifelong, you know, friendly partnerships, you know, folks that will be my friends throughout life. So yeah, that was the second place, and the last place was on the beach close to the water, and you know, my sun sign is a water sign, so, and water is like home to me, so I really related to that piece of it. There was a full moon festival, so got to honor the moon by the water on the beach, again, meeting more people that were like-minded and just, you know, wanted to experience the joy and the happiness and the connection there is in this world. And what better place than in an environment where there's music and dancing and water. So, you know, maybe in a nutshell, that was my experience. But I wanted to just tell you some of the things I unlocked as part of this experience. These are the more important things to me. As I said before, I've been kind of taking inventory on what I've been doing, what I'm putting my energy towards, what do I want to invest in. And I'll be honest, this trip was an investment, financially, but also just spiritually. And, you know, if I anchor to one of the concepts or themes from that trip, it was spirituality. I just felt more connected with myself than I have in a long time. More connected with the people that, you know, were, you know, circumstantial at best, relationships that will grow into something even further. And I'm bullish on that. Just the care I took for myself helped me to actually see differently, my experience in life. And I just want to talk about that for a second, because I think that, you know, this trip has shown me that I love to travel, and maybe that's not your outlet, but the headline here is, if you can take some time for some self-care and do the thing that you love, whatever your outlet is, be it travel, escaping to nature, camping, or whatever it might be, do it. And if you can do it alone for a time, please do it, because there's a lot of power in meditation and introspective conversation and dialogue and reflection. And while it's great to be around people, I'm a social butterfly, you know, extroverted as it gets, I think. Maybe that's not true in my later years, but my personality is generally extroverted, but I still appreciate alone time and self-care time. But like I said, I digress. I believe that if you're able to just recharge and reinvest in yourself and connect with yourself and just decompress and slow down, that's going to be way more valuable in the long run. And you may have heard something like this before. There are a lot of expressions out there that kind of point to the same thing, but in general, if you can care for yourself and take care to watch after that over a time, then you're going to be able to care for others in a more stable and reliable way. That's my belief, at least. So the last thing about spirituality, and I'll keep this short today, because I don't want to belabor the point. It was just a great experience, and I'm happy to share it with y'all. So the last point is, I did end up with a tattoo, and it sounds, you know, maybe like something you see in a movie, but totally appropriate in an inappropriate place. And what's more, the connection, I talked about how I connect with animals. So I went and saw some tigers at a place, and it's one of two of my favorite animals, but it's my primary favorite animal. And it sounds weird to say, what I'm trying to say is I'm more connected to the tiger. And that's in many ways, actually. The Chinese zodiac, I'm a fire tiger. It's always been my favorite, or one of my favorite animals, since I was a child. And the kung fu I study distinctly is, modeled after the tiger. And so all these things just kind of came to mind. And then also what the tiger stands for, things like courage and strength and cunning. You know, these things came to mind, and as I was getting this tattoo of this Chinese style tiger on my right arm, I actually fell asleep for a time, and it wasn't because I was bored or so nervous I fell asleep. It wasn't like that. It was because I was so calm and so in the zone, relaxed, that I was able to just kind of disappear, kind of like exit this physical world for a second. And I'll tell you what, a quote came to me as I was sleeping for, you know, what must have been like 10 minutes, but seemed like a lifetime. You know how dreams work. But the quote was, you know, something to the effect of, may I have the courage to learn from yesterday, the strength to navigate today, and the cunning to understand and explore the future. And that's not the exact quote, but it was something like that. And it was interesting because, like I said, those words for the tiger, courage, strength, cunning, those are words folklorically. They're just kind of standard. And I think if you thought of a tiger, maybe one of those words would come to mind. So I just felt like this very spiritual connection after that moment. And it was great. It was towards the end of my trip. I only had a couple more days left, and I was able to reflect on that a bit. And I'll be honest, the trip changed me. First tattoo, 3-hour session, spiritual advancement unlocked. And advance is a weird word. How about spiritual forward momentum or forward mobility unlocked? I really, you know, all the people in Thailand, all the nature and majesty in Thailand, I am forever indebted, and I wanted to share that with y'all. So if you ever get the chance to go to Thailand for a time, in, you know, hopefully not less than 2 weeks, I encourage it, or wherever your dream place might be to that end. Maybe you've been to Thailand and you don't want to go again, or maybe Hawaii or Fiji or New Zealand or wherever else, Dominican Republic. Maybe there are other places you want to visit, but the point remains, if there's a place you want to go, just go. If you can't do it now, you can do it later. But it has to be a priority. It has to be something that you prioritize. Finances come into play, work schedules, relationships, all these things matter. And I'm not saying they don't. But if you want it, just like anything else in life, prioritize it. That's all I can say. So again, thank you for joining me. This has, you know, been a pleasure to just chat and be on a journey together. And then talk about my experiences. I hope that you have taken something from any of these episodes and maybe even passed it on to a friend. Tell your friends about the podcast, even if it's not creating or curating or rendering new episodes, the idea can still last. We can still take the ideas with us. And when you have an interesting dream or a compelling dream, hopefully you think of this podcast and tell your circle about it. But until then, friends, until next time, peace, love, blessings, and self-care. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I really hope that you were able to open your mind and really dive in with us as we unpacked a recent dream, experience, etc. I encourage you to keep listening and to really think about your own dreams and your own experiences. Look deep within and see, what are they telling you? Is there anything that I can learn for myself? Is there anything that I can share with others? Start the conversation. You'll be surprised what's discussed.